Weather Center. I'm Nick Youngs.
This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Good evening. I wasn't sure if it was my time yet, my friend. This is James Patrick coming to you live from the Owls Nest tonight. We're going to have Bradford Owls basketball. Tonight the Owls are in a non-league matchup against the Ridgeway Elkers, a makeup game from earlier in the season. We're going to get started a little bit early here tonight. So I am going to get to your starting lineups. The referees are meeting with the captains, and we're going to get rolling soon. So starting for the Ridgeway Elkers is going to be Bimel, Miller, Guess, Ponabianco, and Stager. And tonight's starting lineup, a little different tonight for your Bradford Owls. Tyler Simmons, Marcus Twilliger, Carter Rulo, Talon Reese, and Daniel Marasco will start for your Bradford Owls. As I commonly do in observance of the opponents, Ridgeway's only got seven players out there tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the season has dealt them. Maybe some injuries or whatever reason, but they're only coming to town tonight with seven varsity players, so that's going to be a challenge. Not much rest for those guys. Owls come in after a tough loss Saturday night over in Cowdersport. Like to get back on the winning track and finish out the season strong. A couple more District 9 games to follow. We'll be with you on Wednesday night. Early plug for that when we take on the Dutch from St. Mary's. I'm going to take a break now as we do the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM,
and 100.1 The Hero.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick, Owls Nest, Bradford Owls basketball. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. A little chilly and windy out there this evening, and I didn't like the weather forecast that was on right before our broadcast. As I said, the Owls come in looking to get back on the winning track. And, you know, I often look at the opponent, and we certainly have many more numbers than them, and it looks like we got quite a size advantage as well. So we'll see how this one plays out. So often we're on the other side of that coin. But this is once again a makeup non-league game from earlier in the season. Mother Nature was not fortunate to us on that night. As I had said, the Owls starting lineup tonight, Tyler Simmons, Marcus Terwilliger, Carter Rulo, Talon Reese, and Daniel Marasco. Little bit of a mix-up there. Two games ago, Talon Reese, our only senior, came back from injury that he sustained, I believe, during the football season. So Talon's getting to finish out his senior year here with at least a few games. And then two juniors, Twilliger and Marasco, and the rest of the team is almost all sophomores. So the future is bright for Bradford Owls basketball.
Senior number 23, Talon Reese. The Owls head coach, Jeff Martin, is by Lawrence, J.
Once again, thank you for tuning in with us this evening and spending the evening with WESB Sports. Last minute instructions from the coaches. Referees are ready. So we're getting underway here just a little early. I will be with you once again Wednesday night as your Owls take on the St. Mary's Dutch. And Friday night from here at the Owls Nest, the Lady Owls will take on the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. That's always a fun tilt when the Owls play the Chucks. And that is actually the day before Groundhog Day. So Punxsutawney's getting out of town. All that craziness down there. Daniel Marasco is going to jump against Guess from Ridgeway. And we are going to be underway. And Ridgeway wins the tip. And they take possession and come across the timeline. Owls start out in a man-to-man defense. Marasco on the ball. And Ridgeway gets it down low, but it's too deep under the basket. They get it back out. And there's a jumper off the mark, rebounded by Rulo. Long outlet pass to Simmons, tipped out of bounds off of Ridgeway. So the Owls get that defensive rebound and quickly try to get down court, but it's tipped away. Inbound from the sideline. I got a limited view here. Simmons out to Twilliger. Twilliger sets up the play. Over to Reese in the corner. Down low to Marasco. Marasco, spin move. Great move by Daniel Marasco. Got his guy spun all around and laid it in. Strong move there by Daniel Marasco. And the Owls are up 2-0. Back to the man-to-man defense. Ridgeway passing it around the outside. Simmons on the defense there up top. There's Rulo with some good D. Now it's Marcus Terwilliger on the ball. Owls have been playing very good defense, but they do struggle to get the rebound sometimes. There's a shot. It's off the mark, rebounded by Ridgeway. And they get it out for a three ball, and it's good. That is Bimel with a three ball. And Ridgeway takes the 3-2 lead, and then the Owls get it quick to Talon Reese, who drives down the lane, and it gets it hit out of bounds. So the Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. They get it up top to Reese. Reese down low. Daniel Marasco again. Nice move, but a little too hard off the board. Rebounded by Ridgeway. Ridgeway across the timeline. Ridgeway early in the early action here has a 3-2 lead. Passing it around the outside. Owls a little pressure when they're out there, but not, you know, you're not too tight on them way out that far. There's a drive into the lane, kicks it out, little mid-range jumper off the mark, rebounded by Simmons. Simmons, the Owls are off running. There's Daniel Marasco, and he lays it up, and it's a little hard. Rulo with the offensive board out to Reese. Reese over to Simmons. Marcus Terwilliger, foul line jumper, in and out. Rulo with the rebound again. And there's a put back by Reese. So Rulo a little hard on his put back, and Reese was there to clean it up. So the Owls take the 4-3 lead. Owls are hitting the boards pretty hard right now, which is good to see. As I said, they've had some struggles with rebounding over the course of the season. Good defense here, and they forced Ridgeway to throw it away. So the Owls are going to inbound at midcourt. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Early 4-3 lead for your Bradford Owls. We have a shoe adjustment. Okay. We're through that now. Terwilliger across the timeline. Ridgeway in a 2-3 zone defense. And it's into the corner for Rulo. Rulo, Simmons at the foul line. Talon Reese drives in, lays it up, and is fouled, and will get two shots. Strong move by Talon there to get to the basket. The foul is on Guess. That's his first and the team's first. So two shots here for Talon Reese. First one's up and good. Owls extend their lead to 5-3. One more here for Reese. Shot is up. And off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo. Rulo gets it back. Reese with top of the key. Simmons for a long one. And it's good. It's a three ball from Simmons. So those offensive rebounds are paying off. The Owls pull out to an 8-3 lead. They now put three-quarter court pressure on the ball. And it's a foul, or no, it's a kick ball on Marcus Twilliger. The Owls came into it after the made basket. They put on three-quarter court defense there. Just put some resistance. Ridgeway still struggling to get it across the timeline. And they do get it. Nice, beautiful pass down low, but unable to convert. And there's a foul. That's the second foul on Guess, as well as the second team foul. Into the game comes number 51. And I do not have a name for him, but my scorer's table is going to tell me here in a minute. So Marcus Twilliger with the ball. That's Twilliger again, top of the key. Simmons into the corner for Rulo. Rulo, long pass across court. Twilliger takes a mid-range to long jumper. That's a two-ball. Marcus makes it. And he's on the board. So the Owls have four different scorers in the early going and have a 10-3 lead. Once again, three-quarter court pressure. And Ridgeway gets it across the timeline. There's a three ball for Ridgeway off the mark. Rebounded by Ridgeway. And a nice drive and lay in there by Steger. So there's the basket for Ridgeway. Twilliger into the corner for Reese. There's Simmons with a three ball off the back iron, rebounded by Ridgeway. So resetting the action, and the Owls are out to an early lead, 10-5. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the first. Around the outside. Owls still in a man-to-man defense. Nice spin move, but nowhere to go. Good defense there by Simmons. Daniel Marasco on the ball now. They drive it into the foul line and kick it back out. Looking for an open man. They really can't find anyone right now. Into the corner. Owls playing really good man-to-man defense right now. Back out to the logo. Reset the play. Tyler Simmons on the ball. Back into the corner, and there's a travel. A travel on Ridgeway. The player's not happy, but so into the game comes Troisi and Reese. Taryn Reese and Evan Troisi come into the game for your Owls. And Reese to Marasco. To Williger. Owls moving the ball around quickly. There's Reese to Troisi. Troisi off the mark. Talon with the rebound. Brings it back out to set it up. He's going to take it from the corner and drain it. That's a two ball. Talon Reese, he's on fire this evening. So the Owls pull out to a 12-5 lead. Three-quarter court press again by the Owls. And now it's a double team, almost a steal. And Ridgeway crosses the timeline. They get it to an open man in the corner. The shot's off the mark. Rebounded by Talon Reese. They're off and running again. Talon takes it to the corner, long cross court. Talon's going to take a long one again and nail it, and that's a three ball. Talon Reese with 9 points here in the early going. 1:18 to go in the first. The Owls lead 15-5. There's a pressure on the ball. So Ridgeway gets it across half court. So early 10-point lead for your Owls tonight. It's got to feel good. They've had a kind of an up-and-down season and a little bit more on the downside. Maybe they can finish it up strong here and build for next year. So good defense. Once again, now a drive down the lane, kicks it out to the corner for what was going to be a three, but then good defense by the Owls. That was Troisi with the defense. There goes Taryn Reese with a steal. And Terwilliger lays it in. So Marcus Terwilliger with 4 points here in the first quarter. 23 seconds to go. Owls put pressure on the ball again. 17-5, Owls lead. And there's an errant pass. Ridgeway does come away with a loose ball. 12 seconds to go. There's a three ball open in the corner off the mark. And Terwilliger tips it to Talon Reese. 4 seconds. Talon's going to kick it to the corner. There's Troisi for three, and it's off the mark. That's the end of your first quarter with the Owls leading 17-5. We're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. After one quarter, your Owls lead 17-5. Talon Reese leads the team with 8 points and several rebounds. Marcus Terwilliger with 4, Marasco with 2, and Simmons with 3. So evenly, you know, everybody's scoring, everybody's playing a good, solid defense. You know, it's a nice performance so far by your Owls. We're going to come onto the court with Talon Reese, Troisi, Taryn Reese, Terwilliger, and Marasco. That's how we'll start the second quarter, and the Owls will have possession. Only 2 fouls so far in the game, and both of them on the same player for Ridgeway. So no foul trouble. Terwilliger with the ball. Gets it to Taryn Reese off the back iron. Gets his own rebound and a little off the mark on the second shot. Ridgeway comes away with the board. Owls set up their man-to-man defense. Ridgeway around the outside. Good give and go there. Good motion offense there. Down low, but nothing there for him, so he had to kick it back out. And that is a foul on Marcus Terwilliger as a player was driving down the lane. Carter Rulo is going to check into the game for Daniel Marasco. So Ridgeway's going to inbound under their basket. And a jump ball forced there by Marcus Terwilliger on the inbound pass. I believe the ball's going to stay there. It is. So we did to change the possession clock anyways. Good play there by Marcus. Ridgeway inbound under their own basket. They get it down low, but tipped out of bounds on Marcus. Long inbound pass. Ridgeway gets it in. Into the corner. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi to Talon Reese. Talon to Troisi. Tipped away by Ridgeway, but Terwilliger comes away with the ball. There's a long shot by Troisi off the mark. He's had a couple that were in and out. There's a rebound by Rulo. Put back up and in. Strong rebound by Carter Rulo, and he's on the scoreboard. So all 5 of your Owls starters have scored this evening. And it's 19-5. Owls back playing solid man-to-man defense. Ridgeway pulls it out to the logo. There's a give and go. And, nice move, he dribbled it off the defender's foot and not his own. Cole Blatchley's going to check into the game for Marcus Terwilliger. So Coach Bernardi's going to certainly you know, cycle through the players tonight and get some of these younger guys some playing time. And Cole does a great job when he's out there. There's a steal by Rulo. Troisi with the ball. Troisi to the foul line. Kicks it to the corner. That's a three ball from Taryn Reese. And he's on the board. And a long pass thrown away by Ridgeway. Talon Reese with the ball. He takes it all away, lays it in. That's 10 points now for Talon. 5.5 to go in the first half. 24-5, the Owls lead. Ridgeway gets it and throws it away. And it's going to be the Owls ball. Simmons is going to check back into the game for Talon Reese. I'm sure he'll get a nice ovation coming off with his 10 points already. So you've got Troisi, Reese, Simmons, Rulo, and Blatchley. Okay, I'll get it. So there's Blatchley with a three ball. Oh, off the back iron. Rebounded by Troisi. He gets it underneath to Simmons. Simmons, Blatchley, Reese. There's Simmons. There's a long shot, way long, and it's going to go out off of Ridgeway. So the Owls are going to maintain possession. That was a long shot by Taryn Reese. We're not way, way long. So there's an inbound. Troisi's looking for a man. Gets it into Rulo. Rulo back to Troisi. Troisi's going to try to lay it up. Comes up short. Gets his own rebound. Rulo in the corner. Out to Simmons. Simmons out. Taryn Reese sets up a new play out at the logo. So he drives in. All the way. He's going to put up a floater off the mark. Rebounded by Ridgeway. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, 24-5. Your Bradford Owls lead. Simmons on the defense up top. There's a drive, foul line jumper, and in, banked in by number three. That is Miller. That's his first points of the game. Reese with the ball. Reese drives it all the way down. Thanks. Back into the game comes Steger for Ridgeway. Comes in for Miller. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. There's a quick inbound to Rulo. One jump and a put up, and it gets blocked. The save back to Talon Reese. It gets blocked again. And it comes out to Troisi, to Blatch, down to Rulo. Rulo lays it in. Good ball movement by your Owls. And they put three-quarter court pressure on again. 26-7 is the lead right now. And they get it across the timeline. And there's a travel. So the defense forces a travel on Ridgeway. Into the game comes Miller. Back in for Michalowski. So Reese has the ball to Blatchley. Back to Reese. Reese down low to Rulo. Rulo is, it goes off of a Ridgeway foot out of bounds. Thought he might have been fouled. So the Owls are going to inbound under their own basket. Reese is going to be the inbounder. Gets it in to Rulo. Rulo surrounded, and they take it away from Rulo. Three guys. Ridgeway comes away with the ball. They collapsed on Carter when he got the inbound pass. So Blatchley up top with the defense. Good movement by Ridgeway, but they just can't get the open guy. There's a foul. Foul on Troisi. That's his first. Reaching in. The Owls have the quick hands going on defense, but sometimes a little too quick. So 2:53 to go in the first half. Ooh, and that's an over and back call. The player put his hand up to his head He kind of lost his location on the court. So the Owls are going to inbound the ball with Simmons inbounding. You got Simmons, Troisi, Blashley, Taryn Reese, and Rulo in the game for your Owls right now. Reese runs the play up top into the corner for Rulo. Blatchley, long three off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi. Troisi looking for a man. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons drives in and lays it in. Nice ball movement by the Owls. Everybody's touching the ball, finding the open guy. So there's a little pressure, three-quarter court by the Owls, and there's a double team. They picked it up, and there's a foul on Troisi. That's his second. And Marcus Terwilliger is going to check in, and Talon Reese, and Daniel Marasco for Troisi, the younger Reese, and Rulo. So Blatchley, Simmons, Terwilliger, Talon Reese, and Daniel Marasco on the court. Your Owls lead 28-7. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Not many breaks in the action here. It's just been a constant flow, only a few fouls. Good defense still by your Owls. They break through and they get a shot up and in. That's a scoop shot by number two, Bimel. And he now has 5 points. He found a little hole and got through there and scooped it in. Talon Reese in a corner. Gets it out to Marcus Terwilliger. Coach Bernardi yelling out some instructions. Blatchley at the top of the foul line. They get it down low to Marasco. Couple moves. There's Blatchley open. Marcus takes a three ball, and it's off the back iron. Talon Reese with a strong rebound. Reese in the corner. Reese dribbles out to the foul line. He's going to take himself a three off the mark. Daniel Marasco, another board, and there's a jump ball, and that's going to stay with Bradford. So Daniel with another strong rebound was tied up when he brought the ball down to his waist. Terwilliger inbounds. Out far to Daniel Marasco. Gets it to Talon Reese. Talon, foul line jumper is good. And the Owls have 30. 30-9 lead. And Ridgeway across the timeline. They're going to take it all the way in. And there's a foul. So Ridgeway's going to go to the line for two. We'll see who that foul's on. White 23, Talon Reese, and that's his first foul. The team's fourth. 55 seconds to go in the first half. First one's up, and no good. At the line is Steger for Ridgeway. Back into the game comes Michalowski. Taryn Reese going to check in for the Owls. And the second free throw is up and good by Steger. So Reese comes into the game for Blatchley. Marcus Terwilliger brings the ball up court. Calls out the play. Gets the ball to Taryn Reese. Taryn gives it to Simmons. Simmons, top of the key. Down low, Talon. Back out to Taryn, to Simmons. Simmons drives in, gets it low, but has to kick it back out. Here's Taryn for a three ball off the mark. Almost rebounded by Marasco. Taken away by Ridgeway. 30-10, your Owls lead. 19 seconds to go in the first half. There's a steal by Simmons. Simmons is going to take it all the way and lay it up and in. Nice anticipation there by Simmons. 5 seconds to go. There's a steal by Marcus Terwilliger. He's got 1 second. Looks at the clock and puts it up off the mark. So your Owls are going to go into the locker room with a 32-10 lead. I'm going to compile some stats. We'll be back to talk about it with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM,
and 100.1 The Hero.
And welcome back. James Patrick here tonight at the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls taking on the Ridgeway Elkers. So the Owls have been on the short end of the scores a lot of this season, so I'm sure this feels good for the boys, but they're in the locker room now with a 32-10 lead. Lots of playing time for lots of players. Good hustle, good ball movement. Certainly, their Ridgeway's overmatched tonight. So, you know, it's often the case with us, so let's enjoy it. So, leading your Owls so far with 12 points is Talon Reese, our only senior. Talon's pretty much been in charge of the whole game. So, nice game for Talon so far. Simmons with seven. Terwilliger and Rulo with four apiece. Taryn Reese with three, and Daniel Marasco with two. 32 points. I would say that's probably the most points the Owls have had at halftime this season, and as well as giving up only 10. I'm sure that's your best defensive performance of the season. So it's got to feel good for them boys. I do have a special shout-out to my friend John Thompson tonight. John, wanted to say hello. Stay warm, and thanks for listening. I want to thank the sponsors for making this thing possible. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to bring you Bradford Owls basketball here on WSB Sports. So I am going to take one more short break. We'll be back, and we'll get underway with second half action. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
1029 HCM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Owl's Nest. Boys basketball tonight against the Ridgeway Elkers in a non-league tilt. From earlier, I don't think I've told you yet, the JV Owls won 37-24. So congratulations to the JV Owls on a nice victory. So both teams out here warming up. A lot of smiles over there under the Owls basket. You know, like I said, they haven't had this result so far in the first half. So it's got to feel good. Hopefully it propels them into the last few games here. Couple rivalry games against St. Mary's, Punxsutawney, and then I believe they closed the season with Elk again. We know how good Elk is. We were down there a couple weeks ago, but we'll see. So, once again, the score is 32-10, your Bradford Owls lead. As we almost get ready for the second half tip-off, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Nice night to be in. It was a beautiful day, as we all know. Some of the ice melted at my house. There's the buzzer. Coaches will give their last-minute instructions, and we'll see who comes out to start the second half for both teams. Not many fouls. The Owls have Troisi with two, and Guess has two for Ridgeway. Those are the only two fouls on Ridgeway, and the Owls only have 14 fouls on the game. So nobody really in foul trouble. Looks like it's going to be Talon Reese, Marcus Terwilliger, Tyler Simmons, Carter Rulo, and Daniel Marasco for your Owls. And they'll fall back in defensive mode here. Ridgeway will start with possession. And it looks to be their original starting lineup with Bimal, Miller, Guess, Tona Bianco, and Steger. So here comes Ridgeway. Across the timeline. Double team out there near the foul line. Almost created a turnover. Back to the top of the key. Simmons, strong defense. Alzen still in his man-to-man, and they're being pesky, and there's a quick hand by Marasco. They tried to get it down to the baseline. Daniel almost intercepted, but it goes out of bounds off him. Ridgeway will inbound on the baseline. They get it out above the three-point line, and there's another double team stolen away by Marasco, and he stepped on the line after he stole it. So Ridgeway will get possession back. Double team there in the pass. Daniel anticipated it and stole it, but his big boot went on the sideline. So Ridgeway with the ball. No scoring here in the second half so far. There's a pass, foul line, into the corner. Long across court. Here's a three ball. Oh, off the mark. Daniel Marasco with a rebound. To Marcus Terwilliger. To Tyler Simmons. Back to Terwilliger. Terwilliger drives to the foul line, kicks it out. Talon Reese, just above the three-point line. Talon, couple dribbles. Simmons. Back to Talon. Talon takes his dribble, backs up. And sets up a play. Thinks about a three. They get it around to Simmons in the other corner. Down to Marasco. Marasco, triple team. They kick it out to Marcus Terwilliger. In and out. Daniel Marasco with a strong rebound and put back. So the Owls are on the board here in the second half. They have a 34-10 lead. There's a steal by Talon Reese. He goes in and he slams it. I didn't know he could do that. I haven't seen that one, ladies and gentlemen. So he got the breakaway and slammed her down. You don't get a whole lot of those here at the Owl's Nest. Another steal by the Owls. There's Talon Reese with the ball, gets it to Marasco. Marasco kicks it out to Rulo. Rulo travels. So a little bit of extra entertainment here. A jam by Talon Reese and smiles all around. There's a timeout taken full timeout. We're going to take a timeout with him. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Owl's Nest, Bradford Owls basketball tonight against the Ridgeway Elkers. Ridgeway's going to inbound the ball back under the Owls basket to Williger, Talon Reese, Daniel Marasco, Rulo, and Simmons on the court for your Owls. There's good defense there by Marcus Twilliger. Ridgeway gets it across the timeline. And good defense there by Simmons. And he forces the travel. So Simmons was very pesky there, created another turnover. 36-10, your Owls lead. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Marcus Twilliger, Talon Reese on a wing. Back to Marcus, over to Simmons. Simmons tries to get it down low to Daniel, intercepted by Ridgeway. They come away with the ball. They slow it down and set up a play. Marcus Twilliger on the defense, top of the key, and a little too much by Marcus. That's his second foul, the first team foul. Into the game comes Taryn Reese and Troisi. So, inbound there for Ridgeway. Long inbound down under the basket. Rulo with a good defense. They have to kick it back out. And there's a charge called on Ridgeway. Number two, Bimel. That's his first foul and the team's first foul of the third quarter. So Talon Reese inbounds it to younger brother Taryn Reese. Taryn back to Talon. Across court to Troisi. He's going to take a three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo. Rulo gets it back to Talon Reese. Talon. Taryn. Carter Rulo. Around. Back to Talon. Mid-range jumper off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway. 36-10. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Good pesky defense here by your Owls. Been a situation all game. And Ridgeway throws the ball away. They do say it went off of an Owl's hand, which is fine. I thought I had a pretty good view of that. There's a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Here at the Owl's Nest, the Owls currently lead 36-10. So far, 4 points for the Owls in the second half, and unfortunately, no points for Ridgeway. Fortunately or unfortunately, either are. So on the court for your Owls, we've got Rulo, Reese, Troisi, and Blatchley in the game. Ridgeway gets it in. There's a three ball. Oh, looked good, but came off the back iron. Rebounded by Troisi. Troisi to Taryn Reese. Back to Troisi. Troisi's going to drive in. Oh, he travels. Nice change of direction, but the referee said that he shuffled the feet there. Another mini timeout for a shoe. I think that's the same shoe that came loose earlier. Okay, Ridgeway with the ball. Troisi comes up. Defense, half court, tipped out of bounds by Taryn Reese. These young Owls have quick hands. It's going to be exciting in the years to come, I hope. So Ridgeway around the outside. Here comes Troisi. He creates the turnover. And down low to Taryn Reese, back to Troisi. Beautiful passes. Just beautiful passes. Everybody unselfish. They get it to Rulo. Rulo's fouled. He powers through it and puts it in. So he'll be at the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Good ball movement. Three guys could have put that ball in, and they just kept passing it to their teammates. So worked out real nice. Rulo, one shot here. And it's in. Owls extend the lead to 39-10. Double team on the ball. Ridgeway gets it out, gets it to the corner. Long pass across court, intercepted by Reese to Troisi. Troisi's, don't know if he's fouled or if he is just tipped out of bounds off his hand. Looks like just tipped out of bounds off of Ridgeway. Into the game for your Owls comes Shirk, Fabian Shirk. And it's down low, out to Troisi. There's Blatchley to Rulo. There's Blatchley with a shot. That's a three ball that goes up there, and he gets the shooter's bounce. So Blatchley with his first points of the game, a nice three ball. Comes the defense. Owls still, they've been in the man-to-man the whole game. Shirk on the defense now. A pick on him. They get it out across, still out above the three-point line. Can't find anybody down low. Drive into the foul line, and then it got stuck, but he did get it kicked back out. Into the corner. There's a pass down low, tipped away by the Owls. Taryn Reese came away with it and then threw it a little bit behind Rulo on the fast break. So Ridgeway is going to gain possession again. We're down to 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Ridgeway across the timeline. Troisi with a strong defense. There's Taryn Reese. Long three ball off the mark. Let's see. Shirk comes away with a rebound. Shirk is going to, he almost took it coast to coast, but he got it ultimately out to Taryn Reese. It comes off the back iron with a three ball. Carter Rulo with a rebound. Then Reese goes to the basket. And since he didn't hit the three, he's going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three. He puts it in, and he will have one free throw here. Back into the game for Ridgeway comes Amaker. Coming into the game for your Owls is Austin. I'm going to have to dig up a first name on my friend Austin. Free throw's good. So the old-fashioned three for Taryn Reese. He's up to 6 points on the game. Good defense by your Owls. Ridgeway gets it down. I think they're going to call a travel or a foul. They did call a foul. 15. That's on Shirk, his first foul. The team's second. So at the line shooting two will be Miller for Ridgeway. First one's up and off the mark. Okay, Braylon Austin is the young man's name. He's in there now for your Owls. There's a rebound by Blatchley on the second free throw that was no good. There's Taryn Reese over to Troisi. Troisi, nice ball handling. Gets it back to Taryn Reese. And there's a drive in. Shot put up, and I can't believe it didn't go in. It went most of the way in and came back out. I think I'm looking pretty much at, whoa, There was a heck of a collision. No foul on either team. Three ball put up by Ridgeway. Ridgeway gets a rebound on the miss. There's a nice move. And a shot off the mark. And a jump ball. Blatchley. And it's going to go to Bradford. I think I'm looking at what was really what was the JV team from last year that did so well. I can't remember their record, but they had they don't play every time. Some teams don't have a JV, but I believe they only had three losses on the season. I believe they're all sophomores in there now, and that's what I'm looking at, the last year's JV team right now for your Owls. And they'll only obviously get better with age. So there's a shot put up, and Austin comes away with a rebound. Out to Troisi. Troisi at the buzzer off the mark. So the Owls are going to go to the break after the third quarter here with a 45-10 lead. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back for the finish of this game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick, Owls Nest, Bradford Owls basketball against the Ridgeway Elkers. Into the game is going to check Curcio. Curcio is going to check in for the Owls here to start the fourth quarter. The Owls with a 45-10 lead. Everything's went right for the Owls. Ridgeway just a little, not many players to start the game, seven players. I don't know if they've had injuries or you never know what may have happened, but I would assume they went into the season with more than seven players on their varsity, but these guys are exhausted out there. So we have got Troisi, Blatchley, Taryn Reese, Shirk, and Curcio in there for your Owls. And there is a ball out of bounds off Ridgeway. So Austin is going to inbound to Shirk. Shirk gets it to Austin. As far as I know, I believe this is some of these guys' first action of the season on a varsity level, and it's a good thing to see. There's a steal. Steal by Ridgeway. Whoa, they got to call something there. That's going to be a foul on Shirk. I hope he's okay. It was quite the collision. He's staying down. Here he goes. He's coming up. He got completely run over, but they called the block on him. So at the line for Ridgeway is going to be number three, Miller, for two shots. First one's up, and good. One more free throw here for Miller. And it's good. Couple free throws there for Miller. So here comes Troisi with the ball. Troisi over to Shirk. Shirk gets it to Blatchley. Blatchley back to Troisi. Troisi puts it up. It's off both front and back iron. Rebounded by Ridgeway. Ridgeway comes back. The Owls pick up the defense at half court. So they're going to cross the timeline. I hope. There they go. All right. Still man-to-man defense for the Owls. And there's a tip ball by the Owls. Almost stolen away by Troisi. Ridgeway maintains possession. Thought about a three ball. Gets a pick on his guy. There's a three. Long three, and it's good by Bimel. Bimel gets on the board there, and it's 45-15. So that's going to be Curcio with the ball. Curcio's going to drive in. Oh, go up for a shot and gets blocked out of bounds. Curcio saw a little opening, drove toward the basket, but it got it knocked out. So Braylon Austin is going to inbound. He inbounds it to Curcio. Curcio with the ball up top. Gets it out to Troisi. Troisi between the legs a couple times. He beats his man. Gets it blocked away. Gets possession again. And now he puts up a shot off the mark. His own rebound. Gets it to... That would be Austin. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Bradford. .5:12 to go in the game. Ridgeway ball. Owls pick up defense. Troisi at half court. Curcio now. Good defense on the ball. Troisi almost gets a steal. There's Shirk. Defenders are staying pretty well off their guys right now. Then they collapse once a guy gets it. There's a tip away by Blatchley, and they called it out of bounds off Blatchley. Here comes Simmons back into the game. He's going to come into the game for Troisi. So the Owls are, leaving a starter out there, or close to a starter, to run the offense with these little, or, well, they're not little guys, they're younger guys. There's a three ball by Ridgeway off the mark. Rebound by, that is Blatchley. Blatchley with a rebound. Nice patch underneath to Simmons. It gets blocked, and Ridgeway comes away with it. Simmons did a double pump, and Ridgeway blocked the ball and came away with it. We're down to 3:46 to go. We've got a running clock here with the lead the way it is. There's a mercy rule in high school basketball, as there is in high school football. There's a foul. Foul on Curcio. That's his first. Amaker comes back into the game for Ridgeway in place of Guess. 45-15, the Owls lead. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go. Ridgeway ball. They try to get it in. It's stolen away by Curcio and tipped out of bounds off of Ridgeway. So the Owls are going to inbound under their basket. It's going to be Austin with the inbound. Austin gets it in to Shirk. Shirk to Simmons. Simmons looks for the open man, gets it to Curcio. Curcio to Blatchley. Back to Simmons. Blatchley thought about a three. Owls taking their time now. 2:40 to go in the game. There's Simmons. Sees an opening. Takes it in. Oh, just slightly too hard. Rebounded by Shirk. Owls maintain possession. There's Curcio with the ball. Curcio drives down low. Kicks it back out to Simmons. Simmons into Austin. Austin's got a few dribbles. Looks like a mid-range jumper and in. Austin with his first 2 points, possibly of the season, but certainly of the game. 47-15, the Owls lead. Looks like Taryn Reese going to come back into the game for the Owls on the next whistle. We're hitting a two-minute point left in the game. The Owls lead by 32. Simmons with the ball, or Simmons with the defense on the ball. Ridgeway drives it in. They're going to call a travel. I thought they were going to call a charge, but he traveled before he charged. So into the game comes Taryn Reese for Simmons. Shirk is going to inbound to Blatchley. 1:34 to go in the game. Owls with a big lead. Everything has worked for him tonight. There's Curcio with the ball. Curcio drives down the baseline. He's in trouble. He gets it to Austin. Austin gets it out. Oh, gets it stolen away. So Ridgeway with the ball. Down to a minute 15. Across the timeline. Ridgeway around the outside, almost throw it away. That's Troisi out there with the defense. That's Taryn Reese for the defense. I get in trouble if I say they look alike. My real boss tells me that go by the numbers, which is what a revelation. But they look exactly alike. And there's a nice drive and lay-in for Steger for Ridgeway. 30 seconds to go in the game. Owls taking their time now. That ball's out to Blatchley. Blatchley over to Shirk. Shirk to Austin. Austin just dribbling. Now looks like they might let it run out here. 15 to go, 13. It's probably going to be your final score. It's going to be 47 to 17. So, yeah, 2-1, and that's going to be the end of the game. So, great performance all around tonight for your Bradford Owls. I'm going to tabulate some stats. I'll be back with a post game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, BRR Bradford.
Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM, and 100.1 The Hero.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick, post-game show. Owls come away with a victory, 47-17. Great performance all around by the Owls. Everybody contributed. Everybody was in the game. Good experience for some of the players that don't get in the game. They really ran away, obviously, with it 47-17. The Elkers came in with not very many players, and the Owls certainly took advantage. The Owls were led tonight by Talon Reese with 14 points. Carter Rulo was 7. Tyler Simmons was 7. And Taryn Reese was 6. Let's throw Braylon Austin in there with 2 points because I don't know if he's got any this year. So he's one of the guys that doesn't get in the game much, I don't think. Hasn't been in any of my games. Ridgeway was led by Bimel with 8 points, Steger with 5, and Miller with 4. So your Owls will be back at it Wednesday night when they take on St. Mary's. League District 9 league matchup here at the Owls Nest. Always a good game against St. Mary's. So this one has to feel good after coming off a loss. Get the ship righted. Just good overall performance by the Owls. I had to say hello and goodbye to a friend there. Great performance all around for your Owls. So, once again, your Owls come away tonight, 47-17 victory. I'm going to sign off. This is James Patrick and Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.